Understanding our sexuality is a key, one of the main keys to our spiritual growth. I don't know if any of you have ever looked around. People have very unusual sexual lives. And I don't mean, well, yes, I do. They do. People have pretty unusual sexual lives, and that those unusual things are often kinks in their spiritual openness. So people could meditate, they could be in nature, they could feel extraordinary openness and peace in their heart and a lot of love, and then their intimate partner does something, it's like... And so it's real easy to shut down in response to sexual flow. And so what we're going to try to do tonight and all weekend is learn tools and understandings so that our heart can be wide open, our body can be wide open, our breath could be wide open, so we could be like the river and the trees, even when our intimate partner, if we have one, is hurting us, even if we're aching inside, even if we're sexually obsessed with something. How do we learn to be open in all of those situations? How can you enter every single moment, whether it's sexual or not, with total openness? How can you, in fact, open a moment if those around you are closed? Everyone knows what open and closed means. I think it's an intuitive thing. You can just look around. Some people are sitting here like this. And that's relatively closed compared to somebody sitting there like this. Which is relatively closed compared to somebody sitting there like this. Which is relatively closed to somebody who's kind of like going... Which is, so there's degrees of openness and closure. And in fact, what we call sexy is the same thing that we call spiritually open. The more open somebody is, the more open they are in their body. So if I was talking like this to you all, and I was going like,
well, today we're going to speak about our sexuality.
You probably wouldn't trust me that much because you could feel my body is locked and my breath is locked, it's closed. And so trust, love, what we call sexy, who we trust in a business situation, is all based on how open we all are.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.